It's been made abundantly clear by Hazrat Musleh Maud radiallahu ta'ala anhu and his successors that when Ahmadi governments and Ahmadi states get established,
Khalifa would not be their temporal head. Yes, is that what you want to say? Yes, that's right, yes.
What will be the relationship of Khalifatul Masih with the governments and the heads of such states?
It depends on the governments. And the people, of course.
Will that bear any similarity, Huzur, in any way, the relationship between the Pope and some of the Roman Catholic
similarity,
countries?
Similarity, a vague similarity, but not a close similarity. Because many wrongs were committed in principle during that relationship. In fact, the religious hierarchy of Rome was turned into a court where conspiracies were hatched, where sides were taken and things, people were, causes of some kings were promoted against others, help was sought by one king against another and so on, without rhyme or reason, not on a religious basis, but only on the plea that we are closer to you, we are more friendly to you, we can give greater gifts to you and so on. So, not sort that sort of relationship at all. I hope it will never come into Khilafat state relationship ever in the world. But later on, Allah knows what may happen. For 1,000 years, I hope, as promised to Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, the relation will be maintained correctly. Moreover, the Ahmadi governments which come into being will not come into being by coups. They would come into being when the majority of a country have become Ahmadis. And when they will form a government, naturally they will abide by the Islamic principles and they would look for explanation of those principles to Khilafat and to their center. So whatever interpretation of the Holy Quran as far as how the government is to be run is concerned, that interpretation will carry weight, which will come from the center. So there won't be any necessity of any sort of clash or friction between a truly established Ahmadiyya government and the caliph of that time.
I believe, Huzur, that the Khalifatul Masih will not directly involve himself in statecraft, but he will still, I believe, act as an appellant authority in that if there is any...
No. Only in religious matters. Only in qaza.
I envisage, sir, it's only for sake of clarification. I'm not saying that there is any basis for this. If in this country the parliament is sovereign and they have a queen that is a sovereign, in spite of that, they submit to certain decisions of the European court. Will such a court be the Khalifatul Masih himself or a court established under his auspices?
As I told you, first of all, this is inconceivable that Khalifa at that time will be able to hear all the appeals. Because even at this time, it's not possible. And the number of Ahmadis is so small as compared to that time. So it's impossible for the Khalifa to be involved in listening to appeals of various feuds and things.
Hence, Huzur, the second part, where I said that any other establishment which would...
As I told you, as far as the qaza is concerned, those who believe in Khalifatul Masih expect him to decide finally for them. If possible, he can go into the matter himself. If not, then he can appoint an appellant authority, a court of appeal, which can listen on behalf of the Khalifa and get his final approval if that is necessary. So that sort of arrangement can be conceivable. But that will not be against state, because the moment they begin to interfere in the statecraft, then things will go out of hands.
Can we not?
I don't know, but I don't know the situation which may develop later on. So it's just a vague thought. So you better shift to some other subject of the present interest.